Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Today, there'll be a ceremony at the Doughboy in North Canaan, Connecticut at 5 p.m. Snacks and refreshments will follow at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post 6851. You're invited to join everybody as a salute to Izzy Tattaiello, age 97, one of the last surviving sailors in the Northeast United States from the day that will live in infamy, December 7th, 1941. Once again, that is today at 5 p.m. at the Doughboy in North Canaan, followed by snacks and refreshments at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post 6851. The public is invited to join in.
The Amenia Fire Company's 7th Annual Parade of Lights will happen tonight at 6 p.m., a 5 p.m. lineup at the Amenia Firehouse on Mechanic Street. Decorate a car, truck, tractor, or wagon, anything on wheels. A parade through town will return to the firehouse for light refreshments and a visit with Santa. A special town meeting happening in Sharon tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall to see what action the town will take regarding the following recommendation by the Board of Finance concerning the Sharon Green Rehab Project: to approve the expenditure not to exceed $496,000, to authorize the expenditure of $190,000 from the town's portion of the capital non-recurring account, to authorize the expenditure of $172,000 from the town's LOSIP account, and to authorize the expenditure of $134,000 from the undesignated fund. Music in the Nave presents its 8th Annual Messiah Singin'. James Sinclair conducting the Sherman Chamber Ensemble. That'll happen tonight at 7:30 at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church on North Main Street. More information, standrew.kent@snet.net or standrewskentct.org. Ankrum is holding a holiday clearance sale, St. John's Lutheran Church. That is happening on December 8th from 9 till 1, a sale of their one-of-a-kind hand-sewn items. It's held in the church hall behind the church. Coming up on Saturday the 8th, the Sharon Methodist Church Fair happens from 10 until 4 p.m. Lots of goodies for the holiday. They'll also be serving a light lunch. They'll also have baked goodies. Tractor Supply Company invites people to bring their pets to the store for pet photos with Santa on Saturday from 10 till 2. A local photographer will be taking holiday-themed photos of Santa with their owners. The first 25 customers will get a photo taken. Will also receive a free magnetic picture frame. In addition to the photos, customers will enjoy a bake sale. It's open to the public and it'll take place on Route 22 in Amenia. More information at 845-373-8645. Chatham is celebrating the holidays with a Winterfest, something for everybody, in the village of Chatham on Main Street from 10 until 4. There'll be a holiday happening on Saturday between noon and 3 p.m. In Cornwall, the Wish House will host a workshop for young and young at heart with Elf Joe Bryan of the Lost Art Workshops, crafting old-fashioned wooden toys. Santa will be overseeing the operations and will be available, by the way, for holiday photos. Author Sally Cook will do a stocking stuffer book signing with her How to Speak series, including How to Speak Soccer, How to Speak Baseball, How to Speak Golf, and How to Speak Football. Holiday nibbles and libations will be served, including German Glühwein. At Barber Farms Ruth Bookstore, Susan Hellman will offer 50% off the books in stock. She'll also sell handmade book bags and crafts and cards. And at Ian Ingersoll's Furniture Showroom, there'll be bubbly and nibbles, and visitors can see local artwork in the showroom along with handcrafted Shaker-inspired furniture. The Ankrum Winterfest happens on Saturday. The annual Winterfest runs from 3 until 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Mark Russ providing holiday music. He'll be packed with Santa's helpers, artisans, craftspeople, toy makers, holiday gifts. It'll also feature a special guest. Santa Claus will arrive by fire engine at 5:30 with gifts for all the kids. Great Barrington Historical Society presenting a premiere showing of their latest exhibit, An Old-Fashioned Christmas, on Saturday from 4 till 8 p.m. at the Wheeler Farmstead. More information at 413-591-8702. The next swing dance at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield will take place on Saturday with the doors opening at 7. Lessons with Harry Fleela takes place at 7:30. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. The live performance will be 1 hour later by the Twang Busters. For information on tickets and more, 413-429-1176. Marvelwood Players present Elf the Musical Junior on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marvelwood School Performing Arts Center. The cost of admission is a food item for the Kent Food Bank and or an unwrapped gift for a child. Following each performance, the audience is invited to meet all of their favorite Elf characters. The Hotchkiss Orchestra and School Jazz Ensemble, Right Brain Logic, will perform a concert on Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Elfris Hall Esther Eastman Music Center. Right Brain Logic will perform original music composed by Hotchkiss's own Michael Mussolami, instructor in jazz guitar and director of the ensemble. The performance will also feature several student solos. The Hotchkiss Orchestra, conducted by Chair of the Visual and Performing Arts Department, Fabio Witkowski, will perform challenging works from standard symphonic repertoire. More information at hotchkiss.org/arts. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast on Sunday, 7 till 10:30 in the morning. A great way to support your all-volunteer ambulance squad for a full buffet breakfast, by the way. The Salisbury Band will be at Noble Horizons performing on Sunday at 2 p.m. Traditional and contemporary songs and sing-alongs. Following the concert, hot chocolate and holiday cookies will be available for all. You can make reservations at noblehorizons.org. The Bushnell Sage Library at 48 Main Street in Sheffield holding a public reading of Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol Sunday at 3 p.m. facilitated by Ruth Giordano. Refreshments will also be served. And children and adults alike will marvel at the mile-long spectacle of lighted tractors, fire truck floats, and even horses. And this is a parade that is unlike any other parade. It is in Copake, New York. The parade will kick off at about 5:30 in the evening. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrials went on a wild ride yesterday, down at one point almost 700 points, but made back most of those losses at the end, finishing at 24,947.67, down 79.40. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7188.26, and the S&P 500 at 2695.95. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.